Today on Gardening in a Minute, alternative holiday plants. It's no secret that poinsettias make great holiday plants, but why not try something different this winter? Many attractive holiday plants can be found in floral shops, supermarkets, and garden centers in November and December. Amaryllis can be purchased as a bulb or a plant and will produce large, beautiful white, pink, or red flowers. These shades can also be found in Rieger begonia blooms. This begonia has dark green leaves and incredibly vibrant flowers. Gloxinia, a close relative of the African violet, has dark green fuzzy leaves and large bell-shaped blooms in reds, purples, and pinks. For a foliage plant, try Stromanthe triostar. It has green and white leaves with bold red undersides. Dress up these and other plants by placing them in festive containers. For more information about holiday plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts from the garden. The garden is a convenient source of thoughtful, personal holiday gifts. Gifts from the garden fall into three main categories: flowers, food, and decorations. From your flower garden, make beautiful cut flower bouquets and arrange them with seasonal foliage, or press the blooms, matting and framing them, or using them to make beautiful note cards. If you start early enough, you can preserve or can fruits and veggies from your summer or fall harvest. There's nothing like a gift of someone's favorite food during a time of year when it's normally not available. Or make pickles, jams, and chutneys. Crafty gardeners can make functional folk art from foliage and other gardening finds. Try your hand at creating wreaths from evergreen boughs and berries, or making birdhouses from gourds. For more information about gifts from the garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree safety. Christmas trees are beautiful holiday centerpieces in many homes, but can be a fire hazard. Keep your family safe by following these simple tips. Select a fresh green tree and place it away from fireplaces, heating vents, and space heaters. Use only indoor lights and check them for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bare wires, and loose connections. Replace or repair any damaged light sets. Don't use more than 3 light sets per extension cord, and never use candles on a tree. Turn off all tree lights and decorations when you go to bed or leave the house. The most important thing you can do to keep your tree safe is to prevent it from drying out. Keep the tree stand filled with water at all times. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts for the gardener. The holidays are the perfect time to show your favorite gardener how much you care. There are wonderful gardening gifts for every price range, from just a few dollars to many hundreds, and there's something for every taste. Buy the gardener you love a complete gardening tool set, or just one or two single high-quality items, like pruning shears with replaceable blades, or a spade, shovel, or rake. Gardening shoes, clogs, or boots are great utilitarian items for those of us who like to dig in the dirt, although your gardener would call it soil, and gloves and hats often need to be replaced. Ideas for other presents include wheelbarrows, bird feeders, bat houses, or fountains. Indulge your favorite gardener's passion with holiday gifts from the heart. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, transplanting plants. Are you looking to rearrange your landscape? Here's what you need to know about moving plants. When considering a new site, think about your plants' needs, like sunlight and soil type. Transplanting can be traumatic for your plants. When removing a plant, remember that the roots extend 2 to 3 times beyond the plant, but are shallow. So dig wide, not deep. In the new site, dig a hole the same depth as the root ball you've excavated, but wider. Carefully replace the soil around the roots, tamping it down gently and watering as you go to eliminate air pockets. Newly relocated plants need to be watered frequently until they're established. Wait to fertilize until new growth appears and be prepared to give them a little TLC. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.